From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Less than a week before President Obama delivers his State of the Union address, he is showcasing a new business-boosting plan featuring one of Wall Street's biggest stars today, General Electric. Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio reports that hours after GE posted a more than 50% quarterly profit surge, Mr. Obama announced during a tour of an upstate New York GE plant that CEO Jeffrey Immelt will spearhead a new presidential panel on jobs and competitiveness.
Mr. Obama says he chose Immelt to chair his newly formed Council of Jobs and Competitiveness because the GE CEO is not part of the usual Washington crowd, and he says the company has already set an example for innovative energy technology. The president says the creation of the council signals a change in direction from crisis management to economic recovery, which he admits isn't happening fast enough to make up for the damage done in the depths of the recession.
The past 2 years were about pulling our economy back from the brink. The next 2 years, our job now is putting our economy into overdrive.
The president set a goal of doubling America's exports abroad over the next 2 years and selling more goods to China, saying he wants two-way trade, not just one-way trade. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Schenectady, New York.
Shares of GE surged to a 52-week high. The Dow is up 54 points at 11,877. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is now in Houston, where she will undergo a lengthy rehabilitation for brain injury inflicted by a gunman in Tucson nearly 2 weeks ago. The institute treating Giffords is said to be one of the best in the world for brain and spinal cord injuries. Negotiators for six world powers and Iran don't appear any closer to resolving a dispute over the Islamic Republic's atomic program. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on the latest gathering in Istanbul to address one of the most worrisome issues facing the U.S. and its allies.
International delegations, led by EU foreign policy head Catherine Ashton, met with Saeed Jalili and the Iranian delegation at an imposing former castle-turned-hotel on the banks of the Bosphorus. By the time the talks broke for lunch and Friday prayers, there was no sign Iran had budged from its refusal to consider suspending its uranium enrichment program. International leaders fear Tehran is covertly attempting to master nuclear weapons technology. Western officials say Iran's growing stockpile of enriched uranium has made a fuel swap proposal like the one offered in 2009 more difficult. For its part, Iran wants an easing of the international sanctions that have squeezed its economy. Analysts say in the absence of progress here, even more sanctions may be sought. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
From Washington, this is NPR. 3 days of mourning are underway in Tunisia for the 78 people killed during a month of unrest over the political state of the country. The demonstrations led to the downfall of President Zine Al Abidine Ben Ali and the creation of a unity government that includes members of Ben Ali's party. However, the government makeup ignited more protests this week. A top aide to British Prime Minister David Cameron quit his job today amid a scandal over phone tapping by a tabloid newspaper. NPR's Philip Reeves says Andy Coulson's departure is a political blow to Cameron.
Andy Coulson played a key role for Cameron as his trusted and powerful communications chief, but his past kept catching up with him. He used to be editor of the mass-selling News of the World. A couple of years back, a reporter and private investigator from the paper were jailed for illegally tapping the telephones of members of the British royal family's entourage. The paper's executives insist the two men were the only ones involved, but evidence continued to flow in contradicting this, fortifying suspicions that Coulson himself encouraged reporters to eavesdrop on politicians and celebrities. Coulson's consistently denied this, but the story wouldn't go away. A statement from Cameron about Coulson's resignation made no reference to the scandal, but Cameron said Coulson felt he'd become the focus of attention, and this was impeding his ability to do his job. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Britain plans to extradite a suspected terrorist to the U.S. to stand trial for his alleged role in a plot to bomb the New York City subway system. Today, a court approved a request to allow U.S. authorities to take custody of Abid Nasir. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.